Hello, everyone out there. I'm Radio Statler. This is Side Pocket doing interviews all over the Hope 9 conference. And I just attended, believe it or not, with my own mother, who is currently here at the con, who's really enjoying everything. This absolutely amazing talk by a really amazing gentleman, in my opinion, named George. George Keller. It's great to meet you, sir. Had this amazing talk about hackers and cryptography in World War II. Could you maybe give a little bit of background about yourself for people that don't know who you are?
You know, I'm a retired U.S. Navy cryptologic officer. I spent 30 years regular and reserve doing that. I was stationed in another number of places around Europe, the Caribbean, around the States, including working at NSA itself.
And that time period was an extremely, like, insane time period in terms of trying to figure out who was what to just get one step ahead of that information in order to gain a gain on anything. I mean, you know.
Well, I really couldn't speak for that because my main field or my main area in that whole business was electronic maintenance. Whereas I was, everywhere I went, yeah, I was read into just about every project in the place, and I was in on everything because of the equipment. But exactly the procedures and what have you that were going on, I knew a little bit because I just picked it up, but that really wasn't my area of expertise. It was purely the electronic maintenance, just like I did at CBS. It was just get in there and fix it. You know, I had nothing to say about what went on the air or had any talent or anything myself.
Well, hey, I'm running the Hope Conference behind the scenes. Let's just say that the fixers around here when things break are the most useful people we have. So, you know, no role, no matter how small, is not a small role. A weird anecdote that, well, not weird, but that I found out that you used to live in Bergen County, New Jersey?
Yeah, I lived in Woodridge, New Jersey while I was working.
It's crazy. I've lived actually most of my life in Bergen County. I lived between Kearney and currently I'm living in Rutherford. So, you know, it's nice to know someone who survived Bergen County.
My wife is from Rutherford, and I was in a Navy unit in Kearney, New Jersey.
Oh, wow. This is like fate here. It's just kind of bizarre. Oh, this is great. After a while. I guess one point that I just wanted to bring up that I find so fascinating about your talk is, you know, to see all these bright men and women who are, you know, they decrypt data. They were, you know, engineers and all the sorts. And, you know, in my current generation, you're sort of like, you know, we sort of demonize them in the media. But then when we kind of need them, we silently hire them back. I'm like hoping maybe one day when time goes on, you know, especially that now we have things like signal jamming in Iraq and stuff like that, that hopefully my generation will be able to say there. Amazing engineering during their wartime stories.
Well, strangely enough, most of these people that worked at Bletchley were not engineers. I mean, they had a lot of engineering going on. They had a lot of mathematicians. But out of the 10,000 people, probably 8 or 9,000 of them were just plain ordinary people who were very dedicated to their work. And they started out, let's say, as a lot of them said, well, we were just typists. And they were typists, typing so well, then they put a pair of earphones on them and a receiver, and they started doing intercept work, and they did it extremely well.
And that's great, because I noticed no matter from what time period or what type of talk that's gone on with Hope, it seems that, you know, because we still have people today that are just, I just code. Or, I just solder. Yeah. And they don't realize that, you know, the whole thing of being a hacker or a maker, that spirit is just that passion and dedication for doing what you can do and doing it well.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing to do is just do what you like. You know? If you don't like your work, give it up.
Right, yeah.
I had every minute that I was in uniform or working for the network was fun. I had a ball. I was in great places working with great people. And it was just plain fun.
Awesome. So I guess the last wrap-up question is, I'm going to ask this everyone, has this been your first Hope? And whether or not it's your first Hope, what do you think of Hope 9 this year?
I've been to two of them previous, and this is great. It's fantastic. The people are great.
Friendly.
Oh, yeah. They're very friendly, very helpful. The exhibits are great. Some of the talks I've been to are great. I have a couple of friends that you know, like Mitchell Altman, you probably know him.
He's the one who taught me how to solder originally at Nauticon a couple of years ago, and now all I do is make electronics all day.
Well, he's an old friend of mine, and I've visited him in California, and I've showed him around CBS and what have you, and it's always good seeing him, and it's been a great experience.
Well, it's been an honor, George, once again, have you at the Hope Conference.
Oh, boy, you really it's been fun being here.
Well, you know, fun. You sometimes with so much seriousness and chaos, fun is really all we sort of need here. Well, behind this
seriousness at Hope? Are you kidding? Where?
You'd be surprised to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. We actually get very serious business half the time.
Don't be serious. So I tell all my
so serious.
Don't be serious. Don't be normal.
So I definitely think that's a word for you, but it's an honor to meet you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And this is, once again, Side Pocket on Radio Statler, constantly bringing you interviews throughout the conference. Stay tuned for more as we continue on into the later part, second day at Hope. Peace.